Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, February 19th. South Carolina's newly passed abortion ban is on hold pending a federal hearing. In the restraining order issued today, U.S. District Judge Mary Geiger Lewis referred to the ban as plainly unconstitutional, according to the Post and Courier. Governor Henry McMaster signed the South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act Thursday. Planned Parenthood filed a legal challenge about an hour before it was signed by the governor. More variants of the coronavirus are popping up across South Carolina. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control so far has confirmed 24 cases of variants of SARS-CoV-2. That's the strain that first swept across the globe. In a press conference today, state epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell said health officials expected variants to arise and that DHEC's virus prevention guidance won't change.
Again, the masks and physical distancing are the same recommended disease prevention practices, and those are effective against all the circulating strains.
DHEC reported 1,500 new cases of coronavirus today, plus 51 more deaths. Oconee County has extended its mask ordinance through the first half of the year. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan.
With the state's COVID vaccine schedule projecting deep into the summer, the Oconee County Council voted to extend the county's mask ordinance through June 30th. The mask requirement is in effect inside any county facility, though there are several exceptions. Those include medical conditions, children, and case-by-case arguments as to why someone isn't wearing one. Oconee County is one of the few areas of the upstate that's been hit relatively light by the coronavirus. The latest DHEC numbers show as many total cases in the county as deaths in the entire state so far. That's about 8,200. 240 people have been hospitalized in the county, and 120 have died. Violators can be fined at least $25 and as much as $100. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A new program aims to help folks struggling to make rent or mortgage payments as the pandemic stretches on. Fox Carolina reports families who qualify for the South Carolina State Housing Authority's rental and mortgage program can get up to $7,500 to put towards back payments or future payments. SC Housing says the program is on a first-come, first-served basis. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is heading to South Florida this weekend. Media reports the senior senator plans to meet with former President Trump about the future of the Republican Party. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.